Marketing for Humans, bringing the human back into marketing. This podcast is all about building trust and keeping things human. Well, what better time to dig into that topic than now? How are you staying human through all this, as an individual, as a business owner, and as a community member? I am devoting the next few episodes to answering the following three questions. How are you staying centered? How are you connecting with your business community? And how are you supporting your local businesses? Pamela Driscoll is a life coach based in Marblehead, Massachusetts, and works mainly with women entrepreneurs to help them achieve their goals in an embodied way. Pam holds powerful masterminds and workshops around money and goals and other topics. And today I'm happy to welcome her to the show. Let's hear from Pam. Well, hello there, Pam Driscoll. Thank you for joining me on Marketing for Humans.
Well, Christina, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm really happy to be here.
Yeah, fellow Marbleheader. Yay.
Yes.
We're having a nice rainy day.
Yes, it truly is lovely out there today.
Yeah, first day of spring, officially.
That's true. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Finally came.
It's good to remember that in these times. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to chat. We're going to do a nice little chat about just navigating this time. And but first, I would love to give people who don't know you a chance to understand how you help people.
Sure. So I'm a transformational coach. And what that means is I help people change on the inside so they see results on the outside in their life in some way. I do the traditional things of helping people set goals and achieve them. But really, the way to make that easier and to have fun doing that and to grow as an individual is to be changing on the inside, not to just be forcing yourself to meet deadlines and working your little butt off. But actually, what can you do on the inside to change how you are in the world, what you perceive, what you're thinking, and the actions that you take as a result?
Okay, beautiful. Yeah. And give me an example. Like, I know you're doing a couple programs these days. What are those called and what are they about?
So, well, I have ongoing groups that I call Goddess with a Day Job Mastermind groups. And they're small groups for women entrepreneurs to get the support they need to keep going, to grow their businesses, to step out more. And those have been lovely. And I love those small groups. Other things I'm doing, actually right now as a response to what's going on in the world, I'm actually offering like a drop-in group that I'm scheduling three times a week via Zoom at different times so people can hopefully make it whenever they can. That it really is about calming down our nervous systems right now. You know, how can we respond to what's happening in our personal lives and our businesses? And get the support of others. I think the social isolation that we need to be doing right now is so important, but we pay a price for that. And so having a way that we can gather as a community virtually online, you know, with Zoom, where we can see one another, we can share stories, is going to be so important. We have to take advantage of whatever ways we can to still have that human connection, to bring the human into what we're doing.
Which is exactly what we're going to address. You're already way ahead of me. I love it. And and of course, I'll have a link in show notes. So, you know, let's say you're listening to this and you want to know more about how to connect with Pam, that will be available in the show notes. So no problem there.
Great.
All right. Well, yay. You know, let's follow that thread about connecting with people in your business community. Mm-hmm. So I'm talking clients you're working with now, people you might do business with. Just like this morning, I went to a networking meeting and it was on Zoom and it was great. Mm-hmm. And, you know, talk to me, like, what are your thoughts? What are your experiences right now about this topic?
So I think a lot of things that people are finding is they're going to have to pivot their businesses, right? Because perhaps if you have a business where you need to be actually face-to-face contact with people or out in the public, that's going to have to change. So we all need to think about that. Fortunately for me, the way I do business, I usually do it with Zoom calls with my clients or online groups that I do. So having but I so much enjoy the actual in-person networking. So I am feeling the distance from that, but I think we're all finding ways to create that. As I mentioned, I have this online group that I'm creating that to satisfy that need for myself, because I need to get that feedback from people of what's going on for them so that I can share what I have to offer with them as well. And one thing I'm doing right now is that I've made a commitment to do these for free, at least through April, because who knows what's happening. But my goal right now is not to be selling into any of my programs. It's to be being of service. And the reason this is important to me, and I think it's something I want to share with my clients and as a message in the world, is that when we face a challenge like this, whether it's a personal challenge we're having or a global challenge like the one we're facing, if we are able to really identify what our values are and the value we bring to the world and then work with that, that's going to be, first of all, so calming and reassuring. That's a very grounded thing to be doing. So getting clear on what your values are and then offering your value to the world right now in whatever way is needed is so important. And for me, values work is something I do with my clients anyway, and I have a really nice little free assessment people can do that maybe we can include later, but to get clearer on what your values are. But for me, I was thinking about this week of, you know, what are my values that will be really helpful right now for me personally and as what I can offer. And the ones that came up were self-expression, so being able to be me in this world. And knowing that for me to be a teacher is really important. That's how I express myself, and through writing and through humor. So the more I can do that, the more I feel like I'm actually expressing myself in this crisis, in this situation, in a positive way. Also, the connection is a value, to be connected with others. And we have to, as you said, we're finding new ways to do that, whether it's online or reaching out with phone calls to our loved ones more, but keeping that connection going. Another big value for me right now that's driving my behavior is contribution, making a difference in the world. And if I look at what I believe my life purpose is to alleviate the suffering of others. Well, here's a way I can do this right now. And that gives me a sense of some kind of control over a situation that feels so out of control. I can't, right? We can't really control what's going on around us, but we can control our own behavior, our own thoughts, our own emotions. So the more I can do that for myself and share that with others, that's my offering right now. And I've completely forgot what the original question was.
Yeah, no. You're on top of it. It's all about, you know, connecting to your business community.
Yeah. And so for me right now, like connecting with my existing clients. So because I'm doing these, you know, this group that's completely free that people can pop in and out of. It's not like a curriculum, you know, you can show up whenever you can. But also reaching out to my existing clients and with one-on-one emails of what I'm thinking about for them. You know, keeping that connection going, we all need that. So my existing clients, I'm trying to make a much more personal connection with them. Even when we can't see one another in person. And I think that's a really valuable way. There are so many ways we can each do that. So just thinking about that and acting on it, I think is really important for all of us right now.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's, you know, what you say is just so human and down to earth. But we all need reminders that this is a time to offer things, to understand what you really want to offer, because it is easy to want to offer it all.
Yes.
Right. Like there's the overwhelm where you get paralyzed, and then there's the, oh my gosh, I have to give a million things.
Yes.
And then there's like, okay, calm down, center. Yeah. Like, what do you really want to offer? What's of true value from you?
Right. And I think for me, it was really easy to look at, just for my personal energy. Like I could say, hey, I'm putting together a program and it's free, or here's what I'm going to charge. But I know right now I don't want to spend a lot of energy putting together a program.
Yeah.
I just want to be present for people. And it's really easy for me to say 3 hours a week, I'm doing pro bono work,
yep.
Right?
That's great.
That doesn't feel challenging for me. And I feel really good about that.
And what is it called? Do you have a name for that group?
So I'm calling it the Resilient Goddess. So it's because it's about building our resilience, and it's open to men and women though. Unlike my goddess with a day job mastermind groups that are just for women, this is for men and women, but it really is allowing us a way to connect with our own inner strengths and values and groundedness and become more resilient in the process, because we all need that more every single moment right now, right?
For sure.
And I think, you know, people maybe feel like, oh, it's too late for me to be resilient. I should have been doing this for months leading up to it, but it's never too late. There are always things, skills you can learn and practices that will really help you through this time.
Yeah. And to that end, I have spoken to other people about that. Like, you know, meditating in a crisis is sometimes a tall order because it's like, okay, if you haven't been practicing up till now, and then suddenly you expect to be as peaceful as a Buddha, not going to happen. But there right. are simple things to just slow it all down.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think some of the easiest ones, and they sound so easy that I think people dismiss them. And that's something my Buddhist teacher years ago would say, you know, the answer is so easy, we overlook it. And this is a good time to just try it out. Like, instead of dismissing it as like, well, that's just ridiculous, that's not going to help, just do it. And a really easy one that I teach my clients to do that I'm doing all the time again now is when you're feeling that sense of overwhelm, when you're getting stressed out, when you don't know what to do next, or when you're feeling overwhelmed by the news, just to be aware, first of all, aware of what that feels like for you when that starts to happen. And many people, for myself, this is how it feels. I feel like my head just gets very staticky. Like it's like the hamster wheel, right? And it's very head centered. Just being aware of that so you can catch it when it starts to happen and do some simple things that can shift it. And the easiest one is just to put your hand on your heart.
Mm.
And just breathe into your heart. Just imagine that you're breathing right in and out of your heart. And what that's doing, it's just shifting your consciousness, your awareness from your head down into your body and into your heart especially. And if that will bring sometimes an immediate sense of relief, it might not be like you're blissed out like the Buddha, but you know, you'll feel like, oh, okay, that's a little bit better. Isn't that enough? And to just do that more and more throughout our day. And again, to just be knowing that there's only so much, we might not be able to think our way out of this situation, but we can change the thoughts that we're focusing on. Yeah. So being able to bring it down into your body really helps a lot, and just coming into your heart.
I love that. And I love the idea of simplicity. That's just such a great reminder. I'll just bring it back to something that, again, I'm very tempted to do, which is throw out all kinds of content right now because I just want to help as fast as I can.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The hardest thing is just to stop
yeah.
and actually take a breath, like you're saying, hand on heart, yeah. slow yeah. it down.
Yeah.
And then make it simple for people. Do one thing at a time.
Absolutely. And in some ways right now, because I think people are already having a hard time making decisions
yes.
right now. So even knowing that you have an amazing program that would help so many people, making it as easy as possible for people to say yes to you right now is critical. Whether it's because you're doing it for free or you're doing it for a huge discount or you're creating something that's like a one-off Facebook live video that people can tune into, but what is some way that you can make it easier for people to say yes to whatever it is you have to offer? I think that's really important right now.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that brings us to, I mean, you've really touched on staying centered. You've already given us an actual practice and I appreciate that. And also how you're staying connected with your people. Let's talk about local businesses. You know, these are the ones that we usually gather to and make, you know, help them make money by doing it. And now that's not happening. So yeah. Any thoughts around that?
Well, I think one thing is to pay attention to what's going on with these local businesses, because some of them are doing a really good job of trying to pivot their services in a way that make it possible for you to still patronize them right now. So there's a restaurant in Wenham that's doing food deliveries now, and you can go online and order. Like, that's a great pivot for them. They already are in the food production business and now they're bringing it to people's homes, and it's a fairly reasonable priced item. Okay. Mm-hmm. So watch what's going on around you. Also doing, supporting local businesses by, you know, if you possible, buy some gift certificates now. You know, they need cash. That's what a small business person means. You need your cash flow. So can you buy a gift certificate that you can redeem whenever we can for that night out, for a great dinner, for a massage, whatever that offering is that maybe can't be delivered right now, but that you want to do it in the future. You love those businesses. Another way is to, you know, if you have some favorite businesses, call them and ask them how you can help. You know, they might have something that they're thinking of that they haven't put out there yet. So yep. Go ahead and call them, ask them, what's going on? What can I do to support you? My son is a tattoo artist, and you know, so he's, we were talking about that, like, what are you going to be doing? And you know, again, getting the gift certificate, if it's someone, you know, your hairdresser, I can't get my hair cut right now, but I'm going to buy a gift certificate that I'll use in the future or whatever. I actually have a friend, bless her heart. She's an amazing person who told me that she went to her bank to get lots of $50 bills. And when she's out and about at the grocery store or whatever, she will hand a bill to someone who's working there and saying a $50 bill and say, I don't know if this will help you or not right now. I don't know what's coming for you, but this is my offering to you. So we can all find our ways of being generous and supportive. And I'd say just be creative and also just ask those businesses, what can I do right now to help you? What do you need?
Yeah, that's beautiful. Makes me want to go get that stack of $50 bills. That's just, because it's not a 20. 100 is, yeah. You know, but 50, that feels really good.
I know, that felt like, isn't that challenging and amazing at the same time? Like, yeah, what would that feel like to start giving out a $50 bill to the cashier who's still working at the grocery store?
And putting themselves at risk. I mean, every time I go in Whole Foods, I'm afraid to be in there for 20 minutes. They're there all day, every day.
Right. Yeah. And just in a way of also just honoring what people are actually doing right now, whether by choice or because you have to. You know, if that's your source of income and you need to be there, wouldn't it be great to know if that went away, you had a little bit something extra and that people were appreciating you? You know, Absolutely. You're being appreciated by your community. Yeah.
I love that. So, you know, just to kind of, we're doing these short and sweet episodes here. So, I would love to hear if there's anything else, if you could assure people or just offer a perspective to help people feel a little bit more grounded and safe or clear, anything that comes to mind or what's in your heart to just say to the broader community, especially of business owners at this time. Is there something you'd like to share?
Well, you know, it's something that I teach all the time with my clients. And again, one of those very simple things that there are very few things we can really control in our lives. Although when things are going well, we think we're in control of a lot of stuff. But really, we can't control the weather. We can't control the government, the economy. Now we can't control this pandemic. But what we can always control are our own thoughts, our emotions, and our actions, the actions we take. And so just to go inward on all of that, that when we find ourselves reacting and having thoughts that are not helping us right now, what can we do to shift that? And some of that is very simple, like just the grounding sort of exercises. I also say, you know, the expression of find the help, look for the helpers. You know, Mr. Rogers used to say that, right? And I think that still is very true, but also looking at who are the helpers, who have been the helpers in your life. And it might be a writer that you've followed for years. It might be a guru. It might be a coach or a teacher. If there are words from those individuals that you can paste your house with, do it, because we all need those positive reminders, those images. And one that came to me this morning, actually, let me pull it up, was from Abraham Hicks, which is someone I follow, Esther Hicks. And they send out their inspirational quotes every morning. And the one today was so well suited to what's going on now and also what I personally believe and what I teach. And this was it. Your choices of action may be limited, but your choices of thought are not.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bam.
So yes. So that basically said what I was trying to say, like in a 10-minute speech. So just, we always have that choice. There's always a choice in how we respond, how we feel, and the actions that we take.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Wonderful. And you know, I don't know why, I'm just inspired to ask you, is there anything like that's keeping things light for you? Like for me, I have my absolute favorite green tea right now. It's Sencha. And it just, you know, it's the little things that make me happy. Yes. I was also sharing that I just bought a Lego set that I'm going to do with my, I have a younger brother. We're going to spend some time together in Vermont. I have that option. I'm very happy Great. About that. So I bought some fancy Legos. We're going to go to town. So is there anything yeah. that you're just kind of like having fun with these days?
That is a great, I'm so glad you brought that up because I've been thinking about that too. And again, those things that bring for you the sense of comfort or play, I think are really important. I haven't done that yet, although I have lots of ideas about it. And one of them is, like, I've got tons of those coloring books for adults mm-hmm. that I used to use a little bit, but I realized that is so soothing and childlike and centering. Like, it's a great activity to just quiet down everything around you. I also have a favorite shawl that when I put that on, I just feel really good. So that sort of thing, those comforting cocooning activities, I think are really important right now. Definitely.
Lovely. I love that. Yeah. Well, thanks for those reminders and tidbits and insights. And if it helps one person to feel a little bit calmer and get some ideas, then we've done our job.
Absolutely. I so agree. Thank you so much, Christina.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me, Pam. And there you have it. More ways to stay sane and connected. Please pass this podcast on to a friend or colleague who might be struggling right now. We all could use some good ideas about how to do our daily lives. Keep an eye out for more episodes this week, since I'm talking to whomever I can get my hands on. A little bit about the work I do. If you want to tap into your own marketing superpower, take the Innate Marketing Genius Assessment at www.innatemarketinggenius.com. You'll discover how to best make an impact on your audience, and you might be surprised by your type. If you enjoyed this podcast, please go to Apple Podcast and give it a good rating and a review. It helps people find it. I appreciate your listening into this episode, and until next time on Marketing for Humans.